Take it to the top. Okay, this is The Top, my podcast, and when I say The Top, I want to take it to the top of the restaurant business, and I can think of no other restaurant and no other restaurateur than Yono's Restaurant and Dominic Pernomo, Yono's son. How are you, Dominic? And Donna's son, of course.
Well, Richie, thanks for having me on.
Oh, this is so great that that you're here. And I saw your interview on TV, and this was the reason that I got to you. It's a very interesting issue, this whole tipping in restaurants dilemma. What to do about it? How to reform it? Or does it need reforming, right?
Correct.
So I wrote a song about this to get started here. I wrote it from the perspective of what I think the typical restaurateur would feel and what the typical waiter or waitress would feel about the issue. Let's see if I'm right, wrong, or indifferent. Here we go.
All right.
This is called Tips.
Tips. Why's Cuomo taking our tips away?
Here's a tip.
We don't want to change the way we get paid. Tips, they're quite essential. They pay our rent. If you try to hurt us, we'll make sure you get crappy service. Tips. Yes, we do get stiffed occasionally. But with this bill, we're gonna be ripped off permanently. It's time that we're outspoken. Do not fix what is not broken. Nothing's the matter with tips today. We're talking about tips. If they put this bill on the map, expect to get boiling coffee poured on your lap. You think the easy answer is raising the minimum wage? That leaves us all unable.
Sneak a little something under the table.
Keep your hands off our tips today. Keep your hands off our tips.
All right, there we go. Your reaction.
Very, very good. Very well. A lot of good points made in that number.
Well, for someone just listening, they refer to this as the tip credit. Can you explain what that actually is? Because I was trying to read it several times myself. What's the terminology?
So there's the standard minimum wage, which right now says at $10.70. The tip credit means that if you earn more than the difference of $7.50 to $10.70 in tips, that you can lower that to earn $7.50 an hour as your base wage, and then your gratuities tips would far exceed that.
Gotcha.
Servers can make anywhere from $5, $10, $15 up to $30, $40, $50 in some high-end restaurants per hour in tips. So what happens is if you eliminate that tip credit, and which basically means that servers won't earn the $7.50, they'll earn the $10.70, which is escalating to $13.50 over the next 2 years, according to Cuomo's plan. That's already set. As of right now, the tip credit still will remain at $7.50. So for example, if a server makes $100 a night in tips, which I think is a pretty conservative number, they're working a 5-hour shift. So that's $20 an hour in tips, plus their $7.50 an hour. So you're looking at $27.50 an hour is their actual wage that they're earning. Now, that $100 goes directly to the server. The restaurant just acts as a bypass because it comes in on a credit card and we pay that back out to the server. It's not income generated as the restaurant. We're basically just passing that money along to the server. What Cuomo wants, the reason why he wants this, to eliminate the tip credit is because now that 20% is going to become taxable revenue on my behalf.
Right.
So now that's 20% more in taxes in every single restaurant across the state that the government can then spend frivolously as they wish to take away more money out of the hardworking taxpayers of New York. That's what it is. It's a money grab, plain and simple. The servers don't want it. The restaurateurs don't want it. It's simply a way for the government to take more tax dollars from hardworking New Yorkers.
That's interesting. The tax part was never really explained in all the articles I was reading. I didn't even think about that.
Follow the money, Richie. Follow the money.
That's right. Now, this is interesting. According to this article, it says last week, but I'm sure it wasn't last week. A group of 16 actresses, did you see this? Sarah Jessica Parker and Jane Fonda and Natalie Portman and Lily Tomlin, they all got together and they took their campaign against sexual harassment to New York, sending a letter to Cuomo asking him to eliminate the tip credit for restaurant workers. Do you think that's a factor?
I think that is a ploy. I think that is a ploy to get big name celebrities. Last time I checked, Sarah Jessica Parker and her husband Matthew Broderick were worth about $200 million.
Right.
I don't know that they really understand the plight of the woman working at the diner down the street, or the person at the steakhouse, or the car wash worker, or the hostess at the restaurant. They may be a little bit out of touch, Richie.
I was thinking the same thing. They're not living in the real world.
And when it comes to sexual harassment, there's no correlation to how much somebody earns in sexual harassment. Sexual harassment is usually men who don't know how to behave. And when you add alcohol to the equation, it gets worse. It's like adding gasoline to a fire. As we've learned in the last year, there were actresses making $30, $40 million a year who were victimized by misbehaving men. So whether they make $7.50 an hour,
right,
or they're making $12 an hour, or they're making $25 million a film, it's not the woman's fault. It's not the way she's getting paid, which is leading to her being sexually harassed. It's men, usually, who don't know how to behave. Period.
What happens in a situation in a restaurant where, let's say, it's summer, it's a restaurant that usually does poorly in the summer, and the waiters and waitresses are standing there and they make absolutely no money? Are you responsible for, I didn't understand this part, are you responsible for bringing their wage up to the minimum? Like, let's say you're paying $2 an hour and they're making nothing. Is according to
correct.
The law...
So right now, as it yeah. stands, they get paid $7.50 an hour from the moment they punch in to the moment they punch out, right?
Right.
They're making $7.50 an hour. Now, a standard guest check, let's say, is $40 per person. That's
correct.
An $80 check. That's an $80 check. Let's call it a $16 tip at what's known as a standard 20% rate. So even if they only work 4 hours and they only have that one table, they're going to eclipse that. They're going to eclipse that $10.70 an hour.
Gotcha.
So that's not really that much of a concern. But yes, let's say there's a snowstorm and not a single soul comes to the door.
Sure.
Now, fortunately for us, we're located near a residential area and there's a hotel, so people would walk.
Mm-hmm.
If not a single person comes in that door, then yes, the restaurant, the employer must pay the employee. They must meet that requirement of the minimum wage, which would be the $10.70, which again will escalate to $13.30 in New York State, which will be $15 an hour in the five boroughs.
Gotcha.
So so they have to make minimum wage. If the tips aren't enough, combined with the $7.50 an hour, they must get paid the diff. They must get paid by the employer to make minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they made $3,000 the week before because it was Travers weekend or New Year's Eve or whatever it was, that week, if nobody walks in the door, they still have to meet the requirement of a minimum wage.
Wouldn't a waiter or waitress think of this issue in a different way if they were in a restaurant that paid very little tips, like let's say a diner compared to Tavern on the Green? If they're hardly
sure.
being paid tips at all, they may look at this and say, I can make $10 an hour and at least have a guarantee that I'm going to get something. And then if I get a little tips here and there, I'm getting it from both ends versus a person.
Well, but the thing is, basically, if the servers across the state are getting a 60% raise, which is what this would mean,
right,
menu prices are going to go up. Menu prices are going to go up conservatively 25 to 30% because server wages, front of the house wage, is a pretty big number to most restaurateurs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to, your labor is usually your biggest expense. Food cost continues to go up, but your labor, your people are what is your most valuable asset.
Right, right.
So, you look at a diner, yeah, maybe the check per person is only $7, $8, $10 for breakfast, but you're doing hundreds of people for breakfast.
Okay, that's true. Volume.
You know what I mean? So, like, I don't, 76 Diner is in right here in my backyard, and that's where my family and I usually go for a diner breakfast. And there are people, that place just cranks in all day. Granted, it's not like they're going to, La Bernardin, where the check average is $500 per person.
Right.
But, So it's that fast nickels versus slow dimes type mentality.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Let's face it. Presumably, if there was a waitress who was good at her job, she's not going to stick around at a diner where she's not making any money.
True.
Because restaurants are the ultimate meritocracy. it doesn't matter if your father's a governor or if he's a senator or, you know, your mother was a Rockefeller. When you get into a restaurant, if you're dragging behind, you're going to get left behind and you're not going to have a job because you're bringing down the whole team. You know, so it's the harder you work, whether you're an immigrant, whether you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, the people who are going to be weak at their job are going to get weeded out regardless.
And you think it would take away the incentive to be good at your job if you're just getting a standard, nice little wage and you don't have to count on tips as much?
I do not. I do not think it's going to take away from it. But what it's going to do is when you eliminate the tip credit, there's no incentive for people to tip. Right.
Well, so right.
The price is going to go up. So now I can't pay my servers $10.70 or $13.30 an hour because they're going to leave me and go find another career. Because, you know, ultimately they're very good at customer service, and whether they go, you know, to work in another field or they go to work in retail or whatever it is, they're going to make more money. So now I have to pay servers, I don't know, $20, $22 an hour. And that's going to be built into my costs because people that are good at their job, they're not going to work for minimum wage for very long, you know,
right.
Especially if they're already established. If they've been making, you know, if they're used to earning, you know, let's say $1,000 a week between their base pay and tips, they can't go to making, you know, $400 a week.
Right.
They can't sustain their lives. They can't sustain their families. They're going to have to get other jobs. You know, they're going to have to find other work.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what that boils down to it is that, like, you know, yes, the minimum wage for cooks is $10.70 an hour, but doesn't mean you're paying all your cooks $10.70 an hour.
Right.
Very far from that.
You'd never keep a cook for $10.70 an hour. Right.
Yeah. There, you would never keep, you know, forget it.
Right. Right.
It would never be, nobody would work for you. Anybody who's putting time and hard work and effort into a job is not making minimum wage anymore, you know?
Keep your hands off our tips today.
That seems to be the theme of this podcast as I speak to Dominic Pronomo, who is co-owner of Yono's Restaurant. If you're from out of the area, or since you're listening to a podcast, you could be from out of the country. You've got to come to Albany, New York, and check out Yono's Restaurant, which is an Indonesian cuisine like you've never experienced. It is in downtown Albany, New York, and you can go to Yono's, Yonos.com for more information. So if this law does go into effect, how will it actually affect the bill that you have to pay the next time you go to a restaurant? Dominic breaks it down for you.
Now, let's say hamburger's $10. You know, you leave a $2 tip, that's $12. But now my burger's $12 because I have to factor in that additional labor,
right?
That labor cost. And now your burger, you know, is $12. So, like, if you do leave a tip on that, now your bill's going to be $14.40 if you do tips. So now you just went, the cost of your burger went up 25%.
And meanwhile, as a customer, you feel guilty enough sometimes when you have really good service and you tip, and then you walk out of the restaurant and go, ooh, I don't know if I tipped enough. But now, in a situation like this, if they pass the law and somebody's a fantastic waiter or waitress, you're going to even still feel weird about it. Like, what do I do?
Yeah, you know, and I think it's a cultural issue.
Right.
Just the way that we've been tipping around, you know, in this country. That's the culture that people leave. Some people are, regardless of how good the service is, they're going to leave 10%. There's people who, regardless of how good the service is, they're going to leave 30%. So at the end of the day, it washes out.
Mm-hmm.
Our percentages for all of our staff across the board, if you look at it over several years, average about 23.5% because they do a good job. And let's not minimalize this. These people are professionals. They're doing a good job because they want to do a good job. It's not strictly based on how much money's left. Like, you know, for all your years in radio, you know, you weren't looking at the end of every show and saying, oh, geez, you know, I hope I made enough money this week. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're doing your job. And like, you wanted to be a good radio host because you wanted to be a good radio host, not because, you know, I mean, obviously you'd lose your job if you weren't very good at it. But it's not just because there's somebody at the end with a carrot and a stick saying, you know, do a dance for me, server, get my food, you know, fill my water glass. And at the end of the day, I'll give you money.
Okay.
That's not their ultimate. You know, of course, that's a big part of it is doing, but people want to do a good job.
Right.
So I don't agree with the fact that, like, if somebody now is making whatever it is, $22 an hour, that
they're not gonna
all
care.
Of a sudden that they're going to become terrible servers.
Right, right.
Because there's nobody there, like, you know, haranguing them for the you know, whether they're going to get 15 or 25% at the end of the day.
Good point. So, interesting that in Maine they tried to eliminate this, and then they signed it back into law. Did you see that?
Exactly. Maine went about a year, Yeah, and basically the servers dropped. You know, the amount of money that they made was like they couldn't sustain themselves. And you're right. I think it was about 11 or 13 months. It was just about a year where this happened. And, you know, I'll bring up another example. Danny Meyer, whom is probably the greatest restaurateur the world, at least, you know, has ever seen. Somebody I have a great deal of admiration and respect for. He chose to do this across his restaurants. He implemented it over about 14 months at all of his upscale restaurants. And, you know, there were a lot of growing pains. Now, this is somebody who sold, you know, who went public with his Shake Shack company and earned, you know, reportedly $500 million in one day. So he could take some punches when you have that sort of, you know, net worth. But, you know, there was an article in Eater where he lost 30 to 40% of his legacy staff, basically meaning people who were there for X amount of time and longer, just because the way that the model worked is that he could no longer, they chose to go work elsewhere where their pay was not as drastically,
right.
You know, so there were some growth hits. But now, you know, there's also wonderful things that Danny Meyer did as well, which is, you know, family leave, because he's basically not taking those tips, I shouldn't word it that way, but part of that income is basically being banked so that he can provide better benefits for his servers elsewhere.
Right.
But for the most part, you know, it's everybody's kind of, you know, we're all kind of struggling to get by, you know, the next week, the next month, whatever it is. So they didn't have the ability to sort of, you know, have that delayed gratification, you know, where people are just trying to get through the day now.
Right. So when do you think this decision is going to come down?
You know, that's the $100,000 question. Hmm. This is not legislation. This is not voting. This is not Senate. This is not the legislature. This is the Wage and Labor Board, who were appointed by the governor to do a job. So they report directly to him. He's made his position clear. It's ultimately up to them, but read between the lines.
So if waiters and waitresses want to fight against this, is there like a website that people can go to? And
there are websites, Save New York Tips. There are Facebook pages. That I think there's a Facebook page that has about 30 or 40,000 people linked up to it. There are the hearings have all been done. They've been across the state. They are finished. You know, I think if you look at the reports of how many people were pro and against, the number of pros exponential of what the ones that were, I'm sorry, the number of against are exponential of what the ones that are pro.
Hmm.
So, you know, I think the people have spoken. It depends on does the governor care about what the people want, or does he care about what he wants?
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see. I saw this op-ed in the New York Post written a while ago by a guy named Patrick Sullivan. I guess he was a waiter in New York City for 23 years. And the end of his article, he says, I used to serve the governor. The governor always left me a nice tip. I hope he takes this tip in return. Don't mess around with our tips, basically.
Very, 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 very true.
Nick, I really appreciate you calling, and I hope it works out for you. I really do. It really could change the whole business.
It's the people who, you know, who are the frontline employees that it's going to affect most.
No, sure.
It's going to affect their livelihood, you know? And
yeah.
And in order to, you know, be able to, you know, when I did say that, you know, service would suffer, I didn't mean it as in individuals, but maybe you have to cut a server. You know, maybe instead of having five servers
right.
on site, you have to have on four because, you know, you have to absorb that money somewhere. And, you know, so instead of having five table sections, maybe they have six or seven table sections, you know, which ultimately makes more work for them and
sure.
gives the server less time to spend with their guests.
And for people listening, I used to play in the piano bar for your parents' restaurant in the 80s, and I do remember the best tip I ever got. I had a tip cup on the piano, and somebody put a lobster claw in the bowl. I will never forget that. That was my greatest tip. I didn't claim it.
No, you left it?
Yeah, I left it. Well, please say hello to your whole family for me. And
I will, Richie. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Interesting controversy for sure, and let's see how that plays out. And just to let you know, I do this podcast. I don't even get tips to do this podcast. I basically do it for you know what's and giggles. So I would like to advertise my services. If you have a conference, an annual meeting, a business function, that type of thing, and you're looking for entertainment, like after the dinner, I bring my keyboard. I do a stand-up comedy act with the keyboard. I sing song parodies about whatever's going on in the news. And I can also custom write a song for your group. Let's say you have somebody who's the employee of the year or somebody who's retiring. Or maybe you want to zing the boss. that type of thing. Just send me an email, richie1077@gmail.com. That's R-I-C-H-I-E 1077@gmail.com. And if you live too far away and I can't actually make it to your party, I could record the song and email it to you, and then you could play it at the party. You can go to my website at hirerichie.com, H-I-R-E-R-I-C-H-I-E.com, and you can hear samples. Can't remember the website address?
H-I-R-E-R-I-C-H-I-E.com.
That's hirerichie.com. Yes, I even write jingles for myself. I have to get a life. That's it for this edition of The Top. If you have an idea for a podcast, email me as well. Go to my Facebook page at Rhyme and Richie Phillips. Tell me who you'd like to have on, and I will take it from there. I will call. I will email. I will text. I will do everything until I
take it to the top. To the top.